morning. My name is Geraldine, and these are like your 5 minutes of self-care. Today, I'd like to introduce you to the ethical guiding principles within the philosophy of yoga that allows us also to kind of guide us how we can lead our lives to find peace within and to be always connected within ourselves and our purpose. The reason being why I'm using this is because many people do not understand that yoga is actually a method on how to live. It's not just the postures, the asana and the movements, the pranayama, the breathing and the meditation. It is actually a way how we can really also change our way of thinking, because everything starts within ourselves. Now, the first guiding principle I like to introduce you to is ahimsa. Ahimsa, ah meaning none, himsa, violence. So it's all about compassion and kindness. Many people interpret it as non-violence towards animals and other human beings. Now, I'm giving you a different perspective. I'm giving you the perspective that non-violence starts really within ourselves. If we are actually really loving and caring to our own being and nurturing what we need, what we want in life, and what our body and our soul and our emotions need, our inner child, then we are able to actually give exactly the same amount of love and compassion to other people. And this is really important because it really starts within ourselves. I gave you an example. If you're a manager, or if you, for instance, work on a boat and you're a chief stewardess, you're running yourself absolutely low. You're almost on the edge of burnout because you feel like you need to control everything, that maybe you cannot trust other people to take over the tasks for you. And delegation is just difficult for you because you just feel like, I just want to get it done the way how I want it to get done. Now, we have the tendency, and believe me, I've been also this person, I'm sometimes am. So just because I'm just sharing you with you these principles doesn't mean that I don't have to also still adhere to them. Now, if you get into the edge of burnout, we have the tendency to have these expectations towards others too, indirectly and even unconsciously. We are not aware what we want to also have from other people, what we expect from other people, and how they should act, and how they should behave, and how they should work. Now, all of us are totally different. We cannot expect that other people have the same sense of perfection, maybe even OCD, same sense of living their lives, wanting to live only their lives for work. And what happens is then we push. We push our own limits, but indirectly we also push other people's limits. And this can cause burnout within ourselves, but also our team that we are leading. And this is definitely not an act of compassion and kindness towards ourselves. So it's kind of violent already. So ahimsa, non-violence, starts with self-love and also taking care of oneself. If we take care of oneself, have a little routine in the morning when we wake up and at night and maybe even in midday, and able to nourish our soul, that we do things that we really love. If this is like a talent you have, painting, dancing, or you just love reading great books or poetry, or you love writing, nourish this, nurture it, and take yourself time to do it every single day, because you're allowed to have that moment for yourself. And then we can go back to the tasks that we need to get done with a really fresher outlook and perspective, and with a calmer mind, instead of like aggravated and only seeing the problem that we have just in front of us, but we're gaining perspective. And this also helps us to be better leaders in our own lives and also for teams that we are leading, if it's either on the boat, in a company, or just your family. If you have nothing to give, what can you give them? So ahimsa, non-violence, the first principle of the yamas and the niyamas in the philosophy of yoga, starts with self-love.